helpful and very nice. And the thing that Jerry told me that surprised me was that when you have, and I didn't know this because I didn't read, I was telling Jerry, I didn't read the fine print on the booklet you get with your credit cards when they tell you all the rules. What Jerry had told me, which I didn't know, and I'm glad Jerry told me, he was very nice and very professional, and he told me that when you have, did you know this, when you have over 70% of your credit card maxed out, that they charge you a higher interest rate, and that explains why every time I make payments, it seems like my debt never declines, right? So I got like $8,500. I was telling Jerry, I got like $8,500 worth of debt. And when I make a payment, it never drops. It's always the same thing. But I give them money every single month, but my bill never drops. And I was telling Jerry, that doesn't make any sense to me. But now it does. Now it makes sense because Jerry told me that 70%, when your credit card's maxed out at 70%, they charge you a higher interest rate. And I didn't know that. So that's pretty cool. I'm glad he told me that. And if I'm correct, you guys are going to help me with that. And what was your name again, Scott?
That is correct.
Cool.
And I'm so glad to hear that.
Nice. Me too. That's two of us.
All right. Okay. So, you know, I got information stating that you owe probably $8,500 on different five credit cards, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, and are you current, or by any chance you're behind the payment?
No, thankfully I've been able to stay current, but I got to work. I got to tell you, I was telling Jerry, I got to work a lot of hours to stay current. But
how much do you make as a monthly payment? Like, what do you say, $8,500 all together?
Oh man, all together. So on the one card. On one card, I got to pay. So you have a calculator? Because I don't have one in front of me. I pay, we'll say $100. We'll say, you'll do the math for me? Okay. You do the math. So on my one card, I pay $93 a month. And then on my second card, I pay $48 a month. And then on my third card, I pay $64 a month. On my fourth card, I pay $87 in a month, and on my fifth card, I pay $78 a month. But sometimes when I have a little bit of extra cash, I put a little bit more on top of it. But those are just the minimum payments that I pay every month. But I do know that you should pay a little bit more than your minimum payment, because that makes them happy and it helps you out. So, but that's my minimum. What's the total on that? Well, that's about 200?
Okay. No, it's 370. It comes up 370.
Oh,
the
first man.
93, 48, the third, 64, the fourth, 187, and the fifth one is 78, so which makes $370 altogether.
Oh, that's too much. It's hard to pay. It's hard to live off that much money whenever you got to pay. I was telling Jerry the same thing. It's hard because I got to pay rent. I got to pay my car insurance. I got to pay electricity. I got to pay my cell phone bill. I got to pay my gas bill. I got to pay my trash bill. I got another bill for that bill. And then I was telling Jerry, I work so hard during the week, I got to go out to the bar. You know what I mean? You got to go out on a weekend, get a little drink. So then I got to have fun. Huh?
I said absolutely.
Yeah. So you understand. You're probably the same way. So then I got to go out and have some drinks on the weekend and have a good time doing that. And then it's just tough. It's tough. Man, there's a part of me wishes you didn't do the math. I didn't want to know I was spending that much a month. You know what I mean? I didn't realize I was spending that much money. Golly.
Gotcha. So now here, sir, let me go ahead and explain it quickly to you how does the program works, okay? And what will be the benefit?
Now, I think Jerry had told me I might have to cancel my cards. And I was telling Jerry, that'd be okay. But I'd like to tell, I was telling Jerry this. And once again, Jerry was great. You guys should look at promoting Jerry. I was telling Jerry that I like to have at least one credit card on hand just in case I have an emergency. Is that going to be okay?
Got to. Absolutely. You can do that. No problem.
Good.
So let me give you information real quick here.
Good.
Yep. So now here, in this program, yep, this program is going to go ahead and we'll do three great things to you, okay? First, it is going to save you some money on a total principal balance, and that is a straight recovery of money you lost to the creditors in interest and finance charges.
You guys are going to recover some of the money that I spent? So that means if you guys are going to recover, does that mean I'm going to get money back? Nice. So if I close, like, some of my cards, will I get money back? Because I was telling Jerry, my old truck broke down, and I had to get a new transmission, and I had to have my credit card, because I'll be honest with you, Scott, I didn't have cash to pay for the transmission. You know how much a new transmission is? $2,000. So I had to use my credit card for that. But if you guys can recover money that I've already spent, that's going to be amazing. I'm glad to hear that. What else?
All right. So this is what I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
This program, you know, the first option, like I said, it will save you some money on your total principal balance. That is a straight recovery of money you lost to the creditors and interest and finance charges.
Yeah, so I like the sound of that. I like the Scott, I like the sound of that. Finance charges,
mm-hmm. As they would compound at 0%. And thirdly, it is going to save you the most important asset of your life, which is time.
Because ooh. Whoa. Hey, now that's a good one. I didn't think about that because you know what they say, time is money. You know what I mean? That's a good point. And I think a lot of people don't do that. They just don't think about how valuable their time is. Time is money because we don't want to waste time. You know what I mean? You got a lot, we've only got 24 hours in a day. And I'm going to be honest with you, I would like to sleep 8 of those hours, but a lot of time I only sleep about 6. But, you know, they say you need at least 8 hours, but I'm lucky if I get 6. And so, the other hours of the day, if there's only 24 and you take 8 hours away from that, then that only leaves you with 16 hours to do what you got to do. And so that means time is valuable. Would you agree?
100%.
Yeah, so that's cool. So you guys are saving me time. What else?
Let me tell you something.
What else? Yeah, I'm getting excited. What else?
As I can see it, you know, most of the money that you are making as a monthly payment does not go to the principal balance. The money that whatever you make as a monthly payment goes toward the interest and finance charges, and your principal balances are not coming down significantly, which means you're losing a lot and a lot of money on the interest and finance charges. But that's the reason now, from the day onward, I don't want you to lose even a single penny for no reason. That makes sense?
Man, that sounds great. And I feel like, man, I feel like I've been losing a lot of pennies for no reason. You know what I mean? Because that's like I was telling you and Jerry a minute ago. I've been making these payments. You said over $370 in payments I'm making every month. And yet, it's not decreasing. You know what I mean? It's like I look at my bill and it says you owe $1,800 on this card. And I give them, let's say, $100. And then next month I get my bill. And I'll be dipped in shit if it doesn't say I still owe him $1,800. And so one time I called him and I was like, wait a minute. I keep giving you guys $100 a month, but you keep telling me I owe you $1,800. And I'm not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but my math ain't great. But I can tell you, if I owe you $1,800 and I give you $100, then that means I now owe you $1,700. But they always tell me I owe them $1,800. And that's some bullshit, you know what I mean? It drives me crazy, Scott.
That is correct. This is a never-ending cycle. You know
you're right. It's a never-ending cycle. It's like you're on just a loop, a train that's got no end. It's like you get on board. It's like they say, all aboard. but the train never stops. You know what I mean? It just keeps going in a damn circle.
That is the reason people use the call sometimes, you know, credit card. It's a trap. Once if you fall on it, you know.
It's a trap.
Never, I mean, like, you'll never find a way out to get out of the debt.
Yeah, so it's a trap. You're right.
Really,
you know, you ever seen a mouse in a trap? They can't get out. They can't get out. A mouse can't get out of a trap. And you know what we are? We're mice in a credit card trap. That's all we are.
All right. So now here, let me give you the information here now.
Okay.
We're talking just a rough idea.
Should I be taking notes? You know, Scott, should I be taking notes? You're right. I should probably be taking notes. Are you going to send me something?
As of now, I'll be giving you. So I'll be giving you all the information, which means now I'll be explaining to you. You'll listen to it, okay?
Okay.
So now here, to keep the exact same, first off, let's quickly pull out this free copy of this stock credit report so that I would know your exact balances with these creditors and I can advise you what exactly I can do for you. And also, I'll share you this free copy to you as well so that you can take a look who your creditors are and, you know, how much you carry balances on each card. With that on, we can move down. Okay.
So I was always told that credit is that you got to have good credit. So you got to make your minimum payment so that you have good credit and you have a good credit score. Because you got to have a good credit score. If you don't have a good credit score, then you're just shit ass out of luck. You know what I mean? So you got to have a good credit score. And so one time somebody told me, it was a friend, I don't remember who told me, I think it was a friend of mine. But I might have saw it on TV and maybe I read it. I don't remember, but my point, Scott, is that I was told if you run a credit report, it hurts your credit. So I was always told don't run credit reports if you don't need to, because it hurts your credit. So I think what that means to me is when you run a credit. So if my credit score right now is 705, and then I run a credit, no, Scott, and so when I run a credit report, if it's at 700.
Right now, it's not a hard copy. This is just a soft copy.
So yeah.
It's not going to hurt anything at all.
Yeah.
It's just a soft copy.
Yeah, no, I don't need a hard copy of it.
I'm sharing this with you as well, you know, while you're on the phone with me. So according to that, we can move down. And I can tell you the exact savings, each and everything.
Yeah, so the hard copy. So a hard copy just means. Yeah, so a hard copy means you're going to mail it to me in the mail. And a soft copy means I don't get it in writing. Is that what that means? Scott? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was asking you the difference between a hard copy and a soft copy. And I think if I'm right, and I'm not sure, you tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, but a hard copy is one that I get in the mail. And a soft copy is one that I don't get in the mail. Is that right? And so if you run a hard copy and that means they mail it to you, then it hurts your credit score. But if you just do a soft copy where they don't mail it to you, then it doesn't hurt your score.
But I will be sharing this information to you while you're on the phone with me. And this is not going to take much of your time. Because
time is money, right?
Because
time is money. That's what we just talked about. Yeah, 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 yeah. Keep going.
So if you want to go for the savings, yep. Would you please help me with your first and last name?
Yeah, well, then I believe Jerry got that information already. Didn't Jerry just give that to you?
I just want to confirm from you, sir. That's the reason. Would you help me with your first and last name, please?
Yeah, absolutely. My first name is Steve. Sorry. And my last name is Wagon. WAGGEN. Steve Wagon.
Okay. Any middle name or just...
Oh, my middle name is Michael.
Okay. And the phone number that we're talking right now, is this the best number to reach you, or you have any other
Excuse me. No, this is the only number that I have. I used to have a landline that just rang in my house. But, you know, I realized I didn't need a landline because I never used it. You know, I'm always on my cell phone, and everywhere I go, I have my cell phone with me. And when I'm at home and I'm on the couch, what's in my hand? My cell phone. When I'm in bed, what's next to me? My cell phone. I might be a little graphic, but when I'm in the bathroom, if you know what I mean, what's with me? My cell phone. So I figured if everywhere I go, I take my cell phone with me, then what's the point of having a landline? Right? Am I right?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, so I got rid of my landline, and I tell you, when I got rid of my landline, that saved me some extra money, and so that made me happy. I was able to save money without having a landline. And, you know, but the crazy thing is I was watching 60 Minutes and I learned that if you got to be careful with your cell phone because people get addicted to your cell phone. And I don't know if you have that problem, but I notice I'm on my damn cell phone all the time. Even when I'm not talking to people, to nice people like you and Jerry, I'm on my cell phone. I'm looking at stupid Facebook, and there's nothing on Facebook anymore these days. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, I got it.
We're taking a lot of time.
Well,
the thing is, I just want to pull these.
And time is money, right? And that's what we've been talking about. Time is money.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
The now here is Jeff Kim. Middle name is first name is Steve. Middle name Michael Lawson Boykins.
Yep.
And the vote is what will be your date of birth?
My date of birth is 12/22. 72.
All right. So 12/22/1972, correct.
My mom called me a Christmas baby. But I wasn't. I was early. Christmas is later. And I always told her, I was like, Mom, I'm not a Christmas baby. I wasn't born on Christmas. And she goes, Douglas, she called me Douglas because that was my brother's name. And she'd get it confused. And I'd be like, Mom, I'm Steve. And she would say, you were born close enough to Christmas, so that's why we call you a Christmas baby. So that's what she called me. Anyways,
right.
She passed away last month. God rest her
all
soul.
Right.
My mom died last month.
And also, yeah, I'm sorry about that. My condolences.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Scott. Thank you.
All right. And what will be the last 4 digits of your social? Just the last 4 digits.
The last 4 digits of my social? Is that correct?
Yep.
6868. You can run a soft credit report with just the last 4 digits of my social security? That's pretty good.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I always thought you had to give a full social security number for stuff like that. And I can be honest with you, giving out my full social security number to people makes me nervous. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to do that, but that's okay. Keep going. Let's do it. Time is money.
Are you currently employed, unemployed, or retired? Mr. Wick.
Oh, no.
Are you employed, unemployed, or retired?
I am employed full time. And they work me. They work me hard.
Hey, that's a reason.
Yeah, 40 hours is what I try to stick to, just 40 hours a week.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I want it, and they tried to put me on salary, and I said, no, I'm not going on salary, because you know how that, they screw you when they put you on salary, because if they put you on salary and I work 60 hours that week, they're only paying me for 40, and so that's 20 hours that I'm not getting paid for. So I told them, I was like, I appreciate it, but I'm not going on salary, because you're not going to pay me for when I'm working, you're going to pay me every hour I work, and so if I work 60 hours, you can pay me 60 hours worth of work. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It depends on everybody, you know?
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, help me out with your current address. What will be your current address?
My current address is 167. Let me know when you're ready to go. It's 167.
Yep.
You ready for me to go more? You got everything so far?
Yeah, Colmar.
Yeah, 167, not real, NOTREAL, Street, Uh-huh. And that's in Lincolnshire. LincolnShire. Nebraska. And the zip code is 68528.
Okay.
So again, so that's 167, not Real, Lincolnshire, Nebraska, 68528.
Okay. All right, one more time. Would you please read it slowly to me? I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Date of birth is 12/22/72. Christmas, baby.
Yeah.
The last four of my social security are 6868. My address is 167, not Real, Lincolnshire, Nebraska, 68528. Steve Michael Wagon.
Okay, you said after Lincoln. Six, Lincoln, what was that?
Nebraska, NEBRASKA. Used to be the, I think it's the Cornhusker state, but then our state motto, this is crazy, our state motto for Nebraska, I don't know if you know this, you might already know it, stop me if you know it, is, it says, it just, it, this is funny, it says, it's not for everybody. Isn't that crazy? Our literal state motto is Nebraska. It's not for everybody. That's crazy. That's crazy. They said, let's tell everybody else in every other state that's coming to visit Nebraska, let's put on all of our signs on the streets. It's not for everybody. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Sir?
Because, like, Florida's the sunshine state. And anyway, keep going. What else?
All right. So the address that you're telling me, it is not correct. There's no address like that.
Well, there's got to be. I'm at it right now. Are you spelling it correct? Notreal.
After that?
Street. Street. Oh, maybe it's because I didn't. I forgot my apartment number. Apartment 172-496. I always told my apartment, my landlord at the apartment complex, I was like, why do you have 6-digit apartment numbers? That's crazy. Have you ever heard of anything like that? And it's not even that big of an apartment complex. There's only like 17, there's only like 7 buildings. There's only like 7 buildings. What's that? You know, say again.
You say time is money, but you keep on talking, you know? You say whatever you want. You never listen to me.
Oh.
And I don't think that this is the right social, this the right address. You're just wasting time.
No, sir. No, sir. Seems like we have a change in tones, and I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be on. I'm not trying to waste your time. I just want to be. Listen, you guys are offering what seems to me to be a wonderful opportunity here, and I would like to take advantage of that opportunity. It seems to me like maybe you're not listening. Maybe you're not hearing me. Are you have everything? Can you confirm? Correct. What's that?
If you are interested about this, then why don't you listen to me? It seems like you know everything about it, and you keep on saying whatever you want. You're not listening to what I say.
Gosh.
And the address that you gave to me, you know, there's nothing like that. And there's no way that, you know, there will be no apartment with a 6-digit number.
I know. That's what I keep telling my complex manager. You're starting. I'm sorry. I'm not trying. Why are you being mean to me right now? I thought we were getting along great. You were being really nice earlier. I don't mean to talk a lot, okay? I'm sorry. I live alone. I don't have a lot of friends. I work all day by myself. And sometimes I ramble on when I'm talking to people. I don't mean to be, and I don't mean to be that way. Well, I'm sorry. I'll listen. I'll just be quiet and I'll listen to you. Because I'm sorry. Hello? Scott? Scott, you're still on the, I can see that you're still on the phone. Are you just mad at me now and you're not going to talk to me? Scott, you didn't hang up. You're still on the phone. Hello? Scott? I didn't mean to waste your time. Time is money. I didn't mean to take 25 minutes of your time. Are you still there, Scott? Are you still there, Scott? Scott, you son of a bitch, are you gone? You tell me you're going to help me? You're going to save my time and my money? And now you're not talking to me? You're still on the phone. You haven't hung up yet. Scott, where did you go? This is not fair, Scott. Scott, no! Fun with telemarketers. Until next time. See ya.